Sports Spotlight.
Interesting features about our sportsmen and women.
Sports Spotlight.
Going past the rules to the heart of the game.
Sports Spotlight.
Giving you the story behind the scoreline.
On today's edition of Sports Spotlight, we recap the measures outlined by Sports Minister Olivia Grange to help safeguard the health and welfare of student athletes. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. Only a few weeks ago, national headlines were dominated by the sudden and untimely death of St. George's College footballer Dominic James. As he played with his team in a match against Excelsior High School on September 20, Dominic suddenly collapsed and was visibly in a state of distress. He was later rushed to hospital where he died while undergoing treatment. It was later revealed that he had died as a result of heart failure. The young man's death sent shockwaves through the country and brought sharp focus on the need for increased measures to safeguard the health and well-being of student athletes as they compete. In this regard, Sports Minister Olivia Grange recently announced that several steps are being taken to address this issue. The minister outlines that discussions were held with her colleague ministers of Health and Education, Youth and Information to begin a review of the protocols and policy guidelines related to all student athletes. Discussions were also held with the Inter-Secondary School Sports Association, ISSA, and the decision was subsequently taken to establish an interministerial working group and task force on safeguarding children in sport.
The objectives of the task force would include drafting of an intergovernmental work plan with specific actions and responsibilities for 1. Determining the stability of children to participate in sport, critical incident management and reporting procedures, protocol on the provision of medical and other services at training and competition, etc. Training and certification in safety and response.
Sports Minister Olivia Grange.
In our engagement, Mr. Speaker, we will be guided by the findings of the study conducted by the University of the West Indies. Key considerations for the management and protection of athletes, which were presented to the CARICOM Summit in January 2014.
Ms. Grange further outlines that the working group is being established against the background of work already being done to safeguard student athletes.
It was only weeks ago that my ministry began preliminary discussions with the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information, the Office of the Children's Registry, the Child Development Agency, and the Office of the Children's Advocate regarding building a partnership for creating a safe environment for children in sport.
She adds that the government recently hosted a forum which provided an opportunity for stakeholders in the sports sector to discuss ideas as well as concerns on the subject matter and to begin to advance the development of a policy for safeguarding the protection of children in sport. The social protection, security, safety, health and wellness of those participating in sport are echoed as priorities in the national sport policy.
We have already done much consultation and research. Therefore, we will move quickly to update our protocols and policies for safeguarding children who participate in sport. Safeguarding refers to action that we must all take to ensure that children are protected against a multitude of abuses. And these include 1. Overtraining, 2. Training and participating in sport without proper nutrition, 3. Being forced to play while injured, 4. Lack of or inadequate health and diagnostic checks, 5. Exposure to prohibited substances, 6. Sexual abuse, 7. Mental and emotional abuse where they are made to feel like failures if they do not perform at a certain level.
Sports Minister Olivia Grange. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Sports Spotlight on this station.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.